Okay, so we're now at the final shiur of Masechet Megillah and Daf Lamed Amud Bet at the bottom of the Amud. And as promised, today we're going to go through the various Kriyot HaTorah of the special seasons. The Mishnah will go through the calendar, and then the Gemara will add all sorts of other pieces to it, including, and this is very critical for practical purposes, updates and modifications from the rule of the Mishnah, based both on different practices in Bavel and also on today's Yom Tov. Pesach Korban Parshat Mo'adot Shel Torat Kohanim. By the way, due to the tremendously long list of texts adduced in the Gemara, only several of them are on the page, unlike our normal practice. Pesach Korban Parshat Mo'adot Shel Torat Kohanim. So according to the rule of the Mishnah on Pesach, and there's only one day of Pesach, of course, the first day of Yontif, the Mishnah being the creation of Eretz Yisrael. The reading is from the Parshat HaMoadot of Torat Kohanim, which begins with Shor Oches of Oez, and then goes through the entire chapter 23 of Vayikra, which goes through the entire calendar. Batseret Shiva Shavuot. On Shavuot, the reading is from Shiva Shavuot, which is in Parshat Re'eh. Rosh Hashanah, B'chodesh HaShvi'i B'chal B'chodesh, which is also from Vayikra Chaf Gimel. By the way, none of these is what's practiced so far. B'Yom HaKippurim, this is practiced, Acharei Mot. The reading is the service of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. B'Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, Korin Parshat Mo'adot B'Torat Kohanim. On the first day of Sukkot, we read the Parshat HaMo'adot. And B'Shar Kol Yimot HaChag B'Korbanot HaChag. The rest of Sukkot, we read of the Korbanot HaChag, and that is exactly as is practiced. B'Chanukah B'Nesim, on Chanukah we read Bamidbar Zion, which is the gifts of the Nesim on different days of the Chanukah Tamizbeach, B'Purim V'Yavo Amalek, the end of Parshat B'Shalach, the story of Amalek, B'Rashei Chodashim, we read over Rashei Chodashim, which is Bamidbar Chavchet, the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, B'Ma'amadot, B'Ma'asei V'Reshit, Ma'amadot, we talked about at the end of Masechet Ta'anit, we read Ma'asei V'Reshit, and B'Ta'aniyot, Brachot U'Klalot. This is not what's practiced, but on Ta'aniyot, we read the Tochacha from the end of Vayikra and the end of Dvarim. Ein Mafsikin B'Klalot. Particular halacha about the Tochacha, you do not stop an aliyah in the middle of the Tochacha. We'll see why. Halachad Koreid Kulan. It should be read by one person. Now, B'Sheni V'Chamishi B'Shavat V'Mincha Korin Kisidran. There you read in the sequence of the regular Parsha Shavua. We'll see what that means, the Machloket. And that does not count towards a reading. And now, this last Pasuk really explains the earlier parts, not the Monday-Thursday part, that at the very end of the Parsha Mo'adot, it says, Moshe spoke the Mo'adim to Bnei Yisrael. What does that mean? Mitzvatan shiyu korin kol achad v'chad bizmano. That you should have a public reading about the holiday, everyone in its proper time. Good. Okay, the Gemara goes immediately with a braita that fills in some of the information of the Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanan, Pesach Korin Parshat Mo'adot, Umafterin Pesach Gilgal. The Haftarah of the first day of Pesach is the Korban Pesach brought in Gilgal in chapter 5 of Yoshua, the first Pesach brought when they came to Eretz Yisrael. And now the comment, Va'ina Deika Treyomi, we have 2 days in Bavel. Yom HaKam Pesach Gilgal, the first day is Pesach Gilgal, Ulamachar Pesach Yoshiyahu. And on the second day we read from Sefer Malachim, where Yoshiyahu, at the end of Malachim, brought a Korban Pesach, and that is indeed the way that that we do it. We're going to see in a minute that our practice is very different from this, not as far as the Haftarot goes, but as far as the Torah reading goes. Shayim Otacha HaPesach Malachet V'Korei Minyano Shel Pesach. So the rest of Pesach, the mashmaut of this is that you just do various readings from around different parts of the Torah that have to do with Pesach. Now, Mahi, what's the order? Amar Papa, Mapo Siman. What is Mapo? So you take a look in Rashi, and you'll see that Mapo is Mishchu Ukhu Lachem Tzon. That's in Yishmot Yudbet. Im Kesef Tavet Ami, which mentions Pesach, Chag HaMatzot in Mishpatim. Psolacha, which mentions Chag HaMatzot in Kitisa. And Vaidaber, which is the Pesach Sheni. That's for Papa's Siman. Right? Now, Yom Tov Achron Shel Pesach, Korin Vahi B'Shalach, Mafterin Vaidaber David. So the last day of Pesach, we read Kriyat Yam Suf, and the Haftarah is Shirat David. And the Machar, the last day, the last day of Chutzlar, it's Kol HaBachor, Umaftirin Or Hayom, the Haftarah Yishayahu, about the end of days, etc. Now Amar Abaye, Va'idna Nahu Galma, Abaye says, our custom already is, the Mikre, Meshoch Torah Kadesh B'chaspa P'sol B'mad B'rah Shalach Bukhra. And by the way, this totally ignores the din of the Mishnah, which is that on the first day we do not read from Parshat HaMoadot, but rather Meshoch, that's Mishchu Kulachem, Torah, that's Shor Ochesev, which is what the Mishnah had us reading on the first day, Kadesh, which is Kadesh Diko Bechor, which is Shmot Yigimel, Chaspa, Kesef Talvetami, Psol, which is Psol Lachash Shnei Luchot Avanim, Madbara, that's Pesach Sheni, Shlach B'Shalach, and Bukhra is Kol HaBechor. Now, Batzeret Shiva Shavuot Maftarim B'Chavakuk, the Haftarah of Shavuot should be from the end of the Navi Chavakuk. Now, there's another opinion, which is that the reading on Shavuot is not about the halachot of Shavuot, from Shiva Shavuot, but rather about the event of Matan Torah from Parshat Yitro, and the Haftarah is from Yechezkel. Now that we have 2 days, we follow both opinions. We flipped them. So on the first day, we read Bachodesh HaShlishi and the Haftarah from Yechezkel. And on the second day, we read from Shiva Shavuot, or really Kol HaBachor, and which includes Shiva Shavuot, and the Haftarah is from Chavakuk. Barash Hashanah, we read Bachodesh HaShvi, umafterin haven yakir li Ephraim. The Haftarah from Yirmiyahu Lamed Aleph. Now this follows the din of the Mishnah, that Rosh Hashanah, the reading is from Parshat Moadot. V'yesh omrim v'adonai pakar atzara. There's an opinion that says that on the first day we read that the birth of Yitzchak, and the Haftarah rather should be about the birth of Shmuel. Now that we have 2 days, now watch what happens here. Yoma kama ki yesh omrim. The first day we follow the yesh omrim, but we never follow the Mishnah. And on the second day, we read the Akedah, which is not mentioned in either source, and the Haftarah is Aven Yakir. I wrote a piece on this particular thing, which I'm linking to this year, so you can read up about why the decision was made this way. Now, B'Yom HaKippurim, Korin Achremotum Haftarin Kicho Amar Ram V'Nisa, right, which is the Haftarah that we say from Yishayahu Nun Zayin, about that Hashem is great, and he talks about what the real meaning of a fast is. Now, Mincha Korin Barayotum Haftarin B'Yonah, Mincha of Yom Kippur, we read about the Arayot, and the Haftarah is from the book of Yonah. Now, this is a parenthetic note about the reading in the morning of Yom Kippur. Anywhere that you find a mention of Hashem's greatness, right next to it you find a mention of Hashem's humility or his willingness to get involved with those who are low. You find this in all three parts of Tanakh. Katuba Torah, what does it say in the Torah? Adonai Elohim, Hu Elohe Elohim, Adonai Adonim, Ha'el HaGidol HaGibor V'Anorah. And it says right afterwards, Osem Mishpat Yatom Vamana, the great, mighty, powerful God takes care of the widows and orphans. Shonim Ban Vim, find the Vim, and then that's the passage to the Maftarav Yom Kippur. Kwamar Ramani Sa, Shochen Ad Vakadosh, the one who dwells on high. Uchti Batray, what does it say next? Uvetafakal Shval Ruach, and he is with the one who is lowly. Mishulash Bat Tuvim, find it again in Tuvim, Dichtim and Tehillim, Solu La Rochev Barvot Biyashmo, the one who rides on the high places. The one who takes care of the widows and orphans. Good. That's ancillary to that. Beautiful piece. Now we go to Sukkot. What do we read on Sukkot? Korin Parshat Moadot Shebetorat Kohanim. That's exactly the Mishnah. Maftirin Hine Yom Baal Adonai. We read from the very end of Sefer Zechariah, an image of how the rest of the nations of the world are going to have to come celebrate Sukkot, and if they don't, it won't rain on them. Now that we have 2 days in Bavel, the next day we read the same thing, and that is indeed our practice to read as follows. What's the second day? And this is all these haftarot are about the dedication of the Beit HaMikdash, which took up place around the time of Sukkot. The rest of the holiday, the Kriya, is Korbanot HaChag. Yom Tov Acharon Korin Kol HaBachor. On Shmini Atzeret, read Kol HaBachor, Mitzvot v'Chukim u'V'Chor, so all that section, u'Maftirin v'Hikachalot Shlomo, And the Haftarah is the end of the dedication of the Mikdash, which Shlomo sent them home on the eighth day. Elamachar koin v'zota bracha. Now on the next day we read v'zota bracha. Let's make a comment about this. Umafterin v'yamod Shlomo. Now why is it that we read v'zota bracha on the last day? So our assumption is because that's when you're finishing the Torah. V'zota bracha is the last parasha in the Torah. But that's not the case. Because in the times of the Gemara, even in Bava, when they had the yearly cycle, they did not finish the Torah on the end of Sukkot. They finished it evidently on Yom Kippur. And this is a practice that was noted already as late as the times of the Gaonim. And it's only at the end of the Gaonic period that it switches to what we now call Simchat Torah. Yari's book is the book on Simchat Torah, the Toldot HaChag Simchat Torah, in which all of this is annotated. So Vizota Bracha evidently was read because that was the day in which Shlomo blessed the people when he sent them home, and so that we associate Moshe's Bracha with that. In any case, we read Vizota Bracha, and the Maftirin Vayamod Shlomo. And our custom is to read on that day the Haftarah of the beginning of Yeshua, because here we're reading Vizota Bracha as the end of the Torah. We immediately want to pick up with the next book. The Macha, good. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Shabbat Shechal Yom Pechul Shomod. What do you do with Shabbat Chol Hamoed, which we skipped? Ben Pesach Ben Sukkot, Mikra Karina Re'eata. So the reading on Pesach on Sukkot of Shabbat Chol Hamoed is in the middle of Parshat Ki Tisa, which is a restoration of the Brit that mentions all of the Chagim. Afturi, what's the Haftarah? So the Pesach Hatzamot HaYeveshot, the vision of the dry bones in Yechezkel, the Sukkot V'yom Bo Gog. It's also Haftarah from Yechezkel, that is the vision of the war of Gog and Magog. Sukkot is always seen as an eschatological time. And the Chanukah b'Nesi'im. So Chanukah, we read the Nesi'im. Umaftirin, the Shabbat of Chanukah, what's the Haftarah? B'Nerot de Zechariah. The vision in Zechariah, Gimel and Dalet, of the menorah. We may call it Shtei Shabbatot, and if it happens that there are two Shabbatot Chanukah, Kamaita b'Nerot de Zechariah, the first one is that. B'Traita b'Nerot Shlomo, the second one is the reading in part Sefer Malachim, about the many lampshades, lampstands built by Shlomo for the Mikdash. The Purim by Avam Alek, and then there's no mention of Haftarah. Rosh Chodeshim v'Rosh Chodeshim. Good. Now Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yom Shabbat. What happens when Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbat? What's the Haftarah? There's no question if it falls during the week. There is no Haftarah. Maftarin v'Yami de'Chodesh b'Chodesho. The last chapter of Yeshayahu, which ends, and every Rosh Chodesh, people will come to pray to Hashem. Chal Yom Pechan Shabbat, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Sunday, and this is of course unusual because we have no other Haftarot that are special for the day before a holiday. But because there's the whole story of David hiding out in the field, being absent from the Rosh Chodesh meal, which is where Yonatan finds out that Shaul really wants to kill him, and it starts out with the words, Yonatan says, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, so we have the special Haftarah, Machar Chodesh. Amar Rav Huna. Rosh Chodesh Av Shechal Yom Shabbat, and this seems to be the earliest mention of any special readings for the season of destruction and consolation. Rosh Chodesh Av Shechal Yom Shabbat. If Rosh Chodesh Av falls out on Shabbat, Maftirin Chodeshem Moadechem Sanan Avshiyahu Alai L'Torach. From the first chapter of Yeshayahu, when Hashem says, "I hate your festivals; they are a pain to me." Now, my Vayu Alai L'Torach. What does that mean? It's a pain to me. It's not enough that they sin before me, and then they bother me. I have to figure out what terrible thing to do to them to punish them correctly. Interesting notion. So what's the Haftarah on Tisha B'Av itself? So Rav says it's from the same chapter of Yeshayahu, picking up on the Echa theme. How has this beautiful, trustworthy city become a harlot? Mikram Mai, so what's the Torah reading? Tanya Chayim Omrim V'Himlo Tishma'uli, that it's from the Tochacha. Rabbi Natan Bar Yosef Omer Ad Ana Yitzat Na'atzuni HaMazeh, and this is from the reading of the story of the Meragli. Yeshomim Ad Matai La'idah HaRa'ah HaZot, another passage in Bamidbar. Rabbi Ha'ina Na'ugalma, what's the custom today? L'mikri Kitolid Banim, the passage from Va'etchanan, which in our custom is always that week in any case, to read about if you stay in the land and you become very very accustomed to being there and you're not careful and you follow Avodah Zarah and then God will exile you, but you will come back. That Kriya has a very hopeful note to it. Naftirin Asof Asifen. And Haftarah is from Yirmiyahu. Beautiful, very painful passage about weeping, etc. Now, the Mishnah said, B'ma'amadot, B'ma'aseh v'reshit. So on Ma'amadot, we read Ma'aseh v'reshit. This we already discussed in the end of Ta'anit, and it's the same piece. Minhani mili, how is this? I'm Rabbi Yami, Ma'alei Ma'amadot, lo inkemu shamayim v'aretz. Ma'amadot, or we keep the heavens and earth around. That's why we read creation during the Ma'amadot. Shinemar, in lo v'riti, o'ma'galayla, chukot shamayim v'aretz lo samti. If it were not for my brit, day and night, then I would not have the laws of nature, heaven and earth. And what's the proof text? Avram turns to Hashem and says, how am I going to inherit the land? How do I know I'm going to inherit the land? So you're promising me the land, but what if my children sin and then you get rid of them as you did to earlier generations? So how do I know this? In the next prophecy, God told him to take all the animals that were representative of the korbanot. So he said, that's good if they have Beit HaMikdash. So Avraham says, what are they going to do if they have no Beit HaMikdash? I already established for them to read Seder korbanot. If they read Parshat HaKorbanot, then I consider it as if they brought the Korbanot and I forgive them. And evidently, this seems to be pointing to the idea that they also had Parshat HaKorbanot as part of the Ma'amadot. Good. B'taniyot brachot u'klalot ve'en mafsikin b'klalot. Nahani mili. Why do we not stop in the middle of the klalav? K'bargam d'mavayasi d'makra, musar adonai b'ni al timas. Do not reject God's chastisement. So in the middle of a klal, you don't want to stop. Say, that's enough. I don't want to listen anymore. Shlakish Amar Levishai, no mim bracha la poranut. Or Shlakish says, because after all, we in our custom say the bracha, brachat Torah, at the beginning and end of each aliyah. So you don't want to say a bracha over words of punishment. Elahechiyavid, so what's the solution? Tanach, you matchil pasuk shlifem. So when you start reading, you begin one pasuk earlier. And that's a custom, is that we begin a few pasukim earlier in the middle of the bracha. When you finish, pasuk you go one pasuk past, so there's already an upbeat pasuk, and that's where you end and say the bracha on that. Amar Abai makes a very interesting distinction. He says that this notion of not stopping in the middle is only the tochachot in Vayikra. Aval kolot Mishnah Torah, and the ones in Dvarim, posek, you're allowed to stop. My Tama, what's the reason for the distinction? Halalu b'lashon rabim amurot. The one in Vayikra is in the plural. Im b'chukotai tim asu v'mishpatai tigal nafshechem, in the plural. And therefore it's talking to everybody. U'moshe v'piyat v'ura maran. Moshe is saying them from the mouth of Hashem. Halalu, but the ones in Dvarim, b'lashon yachid amurot, are being said in the singular. V'ayam shamoa tishma, v'im lo tishma. Right? If you don't listen, Moshe mipi atzmo maran. Moshe is saying it on his own. What that means is a very, very long discussion as to the nature of Sefer Dvarim. An interested party will take a look at the Aravanel's introduction to Sefer Dvarim. It's a seminal and very difficult passage. Now, Levi Barbuti Havikari become a gamgim kamedu avuna ba'arure. Levi was reading in the passage in Kitavo Arur etc. And he was stumbling. Amarlo akanaf shach lo shano ela kolotcha b'torat koni. Hashem mishne Torah posek. So he thought that he couldn't stop in the middle if he was having a difficult time. And so Rav Huna said, no, that you could stop there. It's only the ones in Birchat in Torat Koni that you can't stop. Tanu Shimon Elazar Omer Ezrati kenlin Yisrael shu korin kolotcha b'torat koni korim atzeret shnei Torah korim Rosh Hashanah. Ezra established the Babylonian cycle of reading over the course of a year, established that we should read the curses in the end of Vayikra, just before Shavuot, and the curses at the end of Dvarim, just before Rosh Hashanah. And indeed, our practice to do so with a week buffer. My time was the reason. Let the year and its curses be done with. We finished the curses, and now we're done. Hopefully next year won't have them. So Bishlash Mishnah Torah Ika Kadesh Tichle Shana Kalatel. That works in Dvarim because before Rosh Hashanah. As retard koni matu atzeret Rosh Hashanah he is Shavuot in Rosh Hashanah. E atzeret am Rosh Hashanah he non matzeret al perot ha'ilan. Yes, Shavuot is a Rosh Hashanah for God's judgment for the fruit of the fruit trees. as we saw in Masachet Rosh Hashanah. Tanya, B'Shemar Elazar Omer, Im Yomru Lecha Zkenim Stor, V'Yiladim B'nei, if elder people tell you, elder experienced, wise people tell you, tear it down, and young people say, build it up, Stor V'Al Tivneh. You should tear it down, not build it up. Uprooting directed by elder people really essentially is building. They know what they're doing. And the building of younger people, na'arim, of young foolish people, really is going to lead to uprooting. What's the proof? Rechavam ben Shlomo. Rechavam, who ended up destroying the kingdom, is the son of Shlomo who ended up building, who was the one who built the kingdom. So, Rechavam ben Shlomo. Good. Tanu Rabbanan. Makom shemapsikim b'Shabbat shacharit sham korin b'mincha. So, according to this first opinion, wherever you finish Shabbat shacharit, that's where you pick up Shabbat mincha, the next parsha. B'mincha sham korin b'sheni, wherever you finished on Shabbat mincha, that's where you read on Monday. B'sheni sham korin b'chamishi, wherever you finished on Monday, that's where you pick up on Thursday, which means you're going through half the parsha in our style, or a significant piece of the parsha over the course of those three readings. That's Reb Meir's opinion that the readings of Shabbat Mincha Monday and Thursday are progressive. He disagrees. Reb Yehuda says, wherever you ended up Shabbat morning, that's where you read Shabbat Mincha. You go back and read it again Monday, you read it again Thursday, and you begin again from there Shabbat morning. As per the Mishnah that says, the law only in the Cheshbon. I'm Rabbi Zera Halacha, Makom Shemapsikim Shabbat Shacharit Sham Korin Mincha V'Shenim V'Chamishim L'Shabbat Taba'a. So Rabbi Zera said that's the Halacha, but he doesn't just say Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, he says that he reads the practice out. V'Leim Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, why didn't he just say Halacha Rabbi Yehuda? The answer is Mishum Da'af Chiluhu. Some students had the opposite version of who said what. And therefore, if he just said Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, people would still not know what to do because it depend on which version of what they had. Good. We have another Machlokot of Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Tanu Rabbanan, Poteach V'Roeh, you open up the Sefer Torah, see where you're going to read from. Golel U'Mevarech, then you close it and make the Bracha. V'Chozer V'Chovteach V'Koreh, then you open it up after the Bracha, and you see what where you are, and you read from there. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. V'Yudah Meir, Poteach V'Roeh, M'Varech V'Koreh. V'Yudah says, no, you open it up, you look there, and you say the Bracha with the Sefer Torah. Open it and read. Now, my time in Rabbi Meir, what's Rabbi Meir's reason? Ula said, why did the Chachamim say that the Torah reader should not assist the one who's translating in between each pasuk? Because people will think that the Targum is written in the Torah, and that's why he has the knowledge to help him. That's why Meir says you have to close the Sefer Torah before making the bracha, so that people will not think that the brachot are written into the Sefer Torah. Rabbi Yehuda, Targum Ika Lemite, Brachot Leika Lemite. Rabbi Yehuda says nobody's going to make such a mistake to think that the brachot are written there, even though they might make such a mistake with the Targum. So indeed, he supports the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Why didn't he just say Aloch Rabbi Yehuda? Shum da afchilu, the same problem. Some people had Rabbi Meir saying that you open it to read, and Rabbi Yehuda said that you close it, so he said the halacha is that you open it up. Indeed, that is the halacha, and we open up the Sefer Torah, but to avoid the problem of thinking the brachot are written in, we either close our eyes or look away. So the same Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rabbi Matna, who twice has spoken up to codify these disputes, also said that the stands that people stand on, either to stand the Sfarim themselves on or to stand the people on to read from the Sefer Torah, do not have any kedusha and don't fit into the category of the very beginning of the parak. Amar Shvati Amar B'Yochanan, HaGolel Sefer Torah Tzarich Shamidenu Al HaTefer. Person who rolls the Sefer Torah has to roll it in such a way so that the seam is seen from the outside. V'yamar Rabbi Shvatya, and the reason is that if he pulls it too much, the ketav won't be written, ripped, but the maximum the seam will be ripped, and that can be easily fixed. Rabbi Shvatya, Rabbi Yochanan, ha'golal sefer Torah golom b'chutz ve'en golom b'fnim. When you roll the Sefer Torah, you roll it from the outside, right? So you roll it towards the inside so that the Sefer Torah doesn't fall out of your hands. And you're holding it on your knees, let's say, and rolling it, you roll it from the outside. When you tighten it, that you tighten from the inside to tighten up the rolled part so that it won't be torn, you do it from the inside and not from the outside. Let's say you have a minion that's reading, you have the Godol Shabahem who has Glilo, that's what we call Hagba. Hagolono tells Char Kulan, the one who rolls the Sefer Torah gets the reward of all of them. So Rav Shimon Levi said that the one who does the Hagba, that rolls the Sefer Torah, because we do Hagba, and then at least the Ashkenazi custom is we do Hagba, and then we sit down and we do the rolling. That's really Golel. Schar Kulan Sakadaitach, he gets the reward of all of them, and none of them get any reward. Ela Emas Kivel Schar Keneged Kulan. This is, by the way, something that people are not very familiar with. They should know that Hagba is the biggest kavod to get. You got a Schar corresponding to everyone else's Schar. Everybody else got a Liot. How do we know that we're allowed to pay attention to a bat call, a heavenly voice that comes out, and use it to solve doubts? We have this pasuk on the page, which is pasuk number 16 on the page from Yeshayahu. It says you'll hear a voice that'll tell you which way to go. That's only if you hear the sound. The sound sounds like a man in the city or outside on the field. It's a woman. And it's only if the voice repeats its message. You hear, for instance, the voice of a man out in the field, so it might be just a man out in the field, a woman in the city. Same thing, has to be somewhere that's unusual, etc. Otherwise, it could be just somebody talking and you're overhearing them. Somebody who studies without the singing and without a pleasant voice. I've given them bad laws. So a guy doesn't have a nice voice. It's bad laws. I mean, it's hard, kind of hard, harsh judgment. It's not a reference to somebody who doesn't study with a nice voice. It's to two students who are in one city, two scholars in one city, and they don't talk to each other. They don't work together. In halacha, aleim ha-katuv omer, v'gam ani natati lahem, chukim lo tovim, u'mishpatim lo yichyu bahem. Those are laws that you can't live by. Reparacham v'yochanan, kol ochei sefer Torah arum, nikbar arum. Anybody who holds a sefer Torah without it being covered is buried naked. Arum sakadaitach. Aleim ha-nikbar arum below mitzvot. He's buried without mitzvot. Below mitzvot sakadaitach. Everything else he did in his life is worth nothing. Baya nikbar arum below ta mitzvah. Meaning, that the mitzvah that he thought he had for holding a Sefer Torah, he doesn't get, because he didn't hold it properly. Amar Rabbi Yanai Bered Rabbi Yanai Sava Mishmed Rabbi Yanai Rabba. This is a piece of Torah Yanai. Utav Tikalel HaMipachat Ve'al Yigalel Sefer Torah. It is far better that the cover around the Sefer Torah should be wrapped, and rather than to roll the Sefer Torah without holding on to something else, having something else to hold on to. The end of the Mishnah said by the Rav Moshe Modeh Adonai Bnei Yisrael, Mitzvotan Shri Korinu Tan Kol Echad V'Chad Bizmano. Tanu Rabbanan. Here's the Braita. Moshe Tikem Lein Yisrael Shiyu Shualim V'Doshim B'Nyano Shel Yom. Moshe made a takana that you should study the halachot of the day, and that's part of the takana of Kriyat HaTorah. Hechot Pesach B'Pesach, Hechot Atzeret B'Atzeret, Hechot Chag B'Chag. The laws of Pesach on Pesach, the laws of Shavuot on Shavuot, the laws of Sukkot on Sukkot. Hadran Alach. Masechet Megillah v'Adarach Halan. Baruch Hashem, we have finished the study of Masechet Megillah, and Amir Tzashem, we will pick up in the next shiur with the beginning of Masechet Moed Katan. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Shakoach to all of the students who have been following and studying together Masechet Megillah.